at 8:40. It is time for Realty Radio. Sarah Lilly joining us from Five Star Lakeshore, relationship-based realty. And Sarah used to be on the show a couple of years ago, and it's great to have you back again.
Yes, I was. I was on the radio for a couple of years and enjoyed it a lot when I was assisting City Flats Hotel with their marketing.
Yes.
A wonderful hotel here in Holland in Grand Rapids. But then a couple of years ago, I left that to pursue a career in real estate.
Good for you. You know, I've told people many times before on the air, I'm sure they've heard me talk about it. I come from a real estate family, and I go by houses, and I want to buy everything I see. I'm like, I can buy that house. I can rent that out. But, you know, you can't do that. Some people can, though. I've got some friends that have, some friends on the east side of the state, I think they've got something like, I don't know, 20 rentals. Just blows me away. Like, how do you manage 20 properties?
And it's a lot of work. I mean, rentals can be a wonderful business to have, but it is also a lot of work to
Absolutely.
Do.
Yeah. Well, it's an ever-changing business for sure. And
it really is.
You are going to take phone calls during this segment each Monday when you come in. That's
sure,
great.
Certainly. If people have any questions, I'm more than happy to either answer them on the air or do my research if I need to answer them the next time.
Love it. 395-1450 is the number if you have a question about real estate. So now you've gone on into the realty business and you're with Five Star Lakeshore. Why did you choose that particular company?
They allow for a lot of independence. I have a marketing and sales background that I used at City Flats, and Five Star allows me to take that experience to market my business as well as all of my clients' listings.
Very
and
nice.
In pursuit of purchases.
Good. More. It is your own business.
It really is.
You're your
yes.
own person. That's
yes,
great.
And that
it's
was
awesome.
Important to me.
Well, we're hearing more lately about the decrease in foreclosures. That is great news.
Yes, there is a big decrease in foreclosures. Even over the last couple of years, we've seen a significant decrease. And, of course, we're always going to have some foreclosures, but they're definitely on the way out. And a lot of times we're seeing, instead of a foreclosure, they're doing what's called a short sale, and they do that first. And that's when a seller still owns the home, but they owe more on the home than we think we can sell it for. So we're working with the bank, but it's not to the point of actually being in foreclosure.
So it's really a bank type process.
It is a bank process, and it usually allows them that maybe in the next 3 years they might be able to buy another home instead of foreclosure, which is usually about 7 years before you might be eligible to buy another home. So that lets them work their way out without actually having to go into foreclosure.
Does that help the seller's credit too?
It's going to affect their credit, but it's definitely better than a foreclosure. Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, about the inventory out there, we're seeing a bit of a decrease, which I would imagine is driving prices upward a little bit.
Yes, we've seen a big decrease. I mean, even if you look back to maybe January of 2012, we had about 8 months of inventory. We're down to 4 months or even lower.
Really?
So that means it would take us 4 months to sell all of the real estate we currently have on the market. And that's considered quite low. So
can you
6 months
that?
Is you that, that division.
If everything just sold and it was all gone.
Yeah, that would be great. And then we'd all freak out. So.
That's right. It'd be good for a short period.
Yes, for a very short period of time.
It'd be begging for people to put their homes on the market.
Yeah, and we've been seeing an increase in purchases as well. And I think that's probably for a combination of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We have wonderful interest rates right now. I mean, historically low. Last year, we were in the threes. This year, we're still in the fours. But that is still incredibly low interest rates. And we've had a lot of buyers that perhaps weren't buying for their personal reasons. You know, maybe they were a little wary of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were holding off. And now they're feeling like now's a good time to buy. Prices are still reasonable. And they can get a wonderful interest rate and lock themselves in for 30 years.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Realty Radio by Sarah Lilly. She's going to be joining us every Monday here, relationship-based realty. And I can just see you as the kind of person that really does have a great relationship with all of your clients.
I love working with my clients. I have a lot of first-time home buyers, and it's so fun to walk them through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such an exciting purchase. For a lot of people, it's the biggest purchase they're going to make in their lifetime. And so it's an important thing to really take your time at and understand the process. So I do enjoy first-time home buyers.
That's outstanding. Now, you talked about interest rates, historic lows. What kind of percentages are we looking at right now?
We're still in the low fours. They've
low
been
fours.
Fluctuating, but we're still in the low fours, depending on exactly what specific mortgage you're going to get, whether it's going to be a 30-year. If you get 15-year, it's going to be lower than that. So
I remember back in the 80s when my dad was in the real estate business, and it was interest rates, you know, 15%.
Yeah.
16%. It was
they didn't even realize that it was so high compared to what it was going to be now. So
exactly.
They probably thought they were getting a fair deal. So.
Exactly. Well, if you have any questions for Sarah, how can they get a hold of you, Sarah? Where can they find more information about you and your company?
They can always visit my website, www.sarahlilly.com, and that's Lilly with two L's, or they can call me anytime at 616-422-5442, or they
Very
can join
cool.
us on the radio.
Absolutely. Every single Monday at 8:40, we look forward to having you here on an ongoing basis.
Thank you so much.
All right, best of luck to you.
Yep, I'll see you soon.
Thanks for coming in. Take care.